Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TJFF, the Toronto Jewish Film Festival, is one of the biggest of its kind, with comedies, dramas, and documentaries from Canada and around the world. This year, they're featuring works from the golden age of Canadian television, from comics Wayne and Schuster's Shakespearean take on baseball to an early TV drama with a young William Shatner. Festival's on now, including many free screenings. So this week, I'm looking at two movies from the festival about the search for sweet love in bitter circumstances. There's a dying man in Sweden looking for love in letters, and a young Israeli girl in a dysfunctional family who finds her match on the streets. Princess, directed by Tali Shalom Ezer. Adar, played by Shira Haas, is an extremely intelligent 12-year-old schoolgirl who's flunking out. She sleeps in every morning and never shows up for class. She lives with her divorced mom, Alma, played by Karen Moore, a beautiful doctor who's always at work, and her mom's boyfriend, Mikhail, played by Ori Pfeffer. Mikhail, or Michael, is a friendly, gregarious guy who also seems to lie about all day, just painting watercolors. He lost his job as a teacher. Alma is worried about her daughter's illness, but not overly so. She's more concerned that Michael isn't paying enough attention to her. Forget the kid, I'm the beautiful one here. It's like in Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? She keeps asking. But Alma is a deep sleeper and doesn't notice Michael's late night visits. Is he just comforting his prince, as he calls her? Or is there something more sinister going on? Adar looks outside her home for answers. Wandering the city one day, she sees a street kid play boxing with a tall, skinny girl with long hair like hers. She meets the girl and discovers it's a boy. Alan, played by Adar Zohar Hanitz, is a lanky boy around her own age, almost her doppelganger. They hit it off right away, sharing clothes and sexual secrets. He's homeless, so he moves in with Adar's family just for a couple days. But then Michael starts paying too much attention to Alan now, and the tension escalates. Princess is a troubling and disturbing coming-of-age story told solely through the eyes of a young girl. The scary parts are horrific, but it cuts away from night scenes to the point where you can't be sure if this is Adar's repressed nightmares or if it's for real. She blocks everything out, treats it like her dreams. This movie's not for the faint of heart, but because it's not an exploitative movie, the film also includes sweet scenes, coming-of-age scenes, with Adar's new friend and double, Alan, just two kids trying to figure things out. It's a difficult movie to watch, but one that treats the unspeakable with nuance and sensitivity. And all the acting, especially the two teen actors, is fantastic. Fever at Dawn, written and directed by Peter Gardos. It's 1945, just after the end of World War II. Miklos, who's 25 years old, played by Milan Shroff, is a former journalist from Hungary who finds himself in a hospital in Sweden. He was a survivor of a Nazi death camp. And after liberation, he's in desperate need of medical attention. So Miklos, along with lots of other Hungarian displaced persons, are in camps again in Sweden, not as prisoners this time, but as patients. But they're still locked away behind fences. That's the good news. The bad news comes from Dr. Lindholm, played by Gabor Mate. He says, Miklos, you have spots on your lungs from typhus and TB, tuberculosis, is gobbling up everything that's left. You have 6 months left to live. That's why he has a fever every morning and why he regularly coughs up blood. But instead of giving up, Miklos decides to write letters, 117 of them to be exact, to Jewish Hungarian women in camps in Sweden. And the letters are written in a particular style spoken only in Debrecen, a city in northeastern Hungary. That's his home. He hears back from lots of them, but only one, Lily, offers something more. Lily, played by Imoke Pitti, treats each letter as a treasure she hides under her mattress. She's 19 years old, awaiting the day they can meet. Although they've never spoken to each other and never actually seen each other's faces, they both see true love. But they face serious obstacles from well-meaning friends. Judit, played by Andrea Petrick, is a beautiful raven-haired woman who survived the camps with Lily, and she's devoted to her to the point where she even hid potato peels under her tongue to save a starving Lily. So when she hears about Miklos's letter to all the different women, she says he's a womanizer, a con man, and so she tries to sabotage their love to keep Lily all to herself. Meanwhile, Dr. Lindholm, on the other side, wants Miklos to stay put for the sake of his lungs, he says, despite every attempt to get to Lily. Can the two of them ever meet, even for a day? Will they love each other in the flesh as much as they do on paper? And do either of them have many days left to live? So Fever Dawn is shot in beautiful black and white with dialogue in Swedish, Hungarian, and German, and is based on a true story. It's a good, old-fashioned romance of the purest kind. It's not to say it's a Disney movie. There's suicide, death, crime, racism, debauched sex going on all around them. But it's up to true love and destiny to bring them together, even if it's just for a moment. Princess and Fever Dawn are both playing at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. Go to tjff.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.